Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. And if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Drop down into your heart center. That cave, that sanctuary. To truly, as we bring our attention to, we become more aware, more conscious, more unified with the presence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. The presence that is constantly seeking our attention, our connection, our awareness. That presence, some call God, Allah, Yahweh, Jesus, the Buddha mind, Krishna, Brahma. There are names that are endless to try and define that, which really is beyond defining, beyond names. And I call it the Divine Beloved. So in our heart center, we connect with the Divine Beloved, and in that connection, we are renewed, replenished, restored, refreshed. So as always, I invite you to bring your attention to your breath. The inhalation and the exhalation. And I love the words of Job who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as you breathe in, truly expand the lungs and lower the diaphragm and take in this God-giving, life-energizing breath. Hold. And gently, slowly release it. As you take your next deep breath in, set the intention to be consciously connected to the divine within at this present moment. Breathe in. Expand the lungs and lower the diaphragm. Hold. Gently, slowly release the breath. And now with your final deep breath in, just be present to the words, to this time we are spending together. Inhale. Hold. Take a moment and know that in this center, in this cave, in this heart, spirit and spirit doth meet. It is written that God is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. The teacher admonished that we should come apart for a while and commune with the Father in secret, And the Father who hears and knows everything and sees in secret will reward us openly. And so I'd like to share from prayer of Ernest Holmes, "Be still and know." Be still and know that I am God. I am still in thy presence. I am quiet and peaceful, for I put my trust in thee. A great stillness steals over me, and a great calm quiets my whole being, as I realize thy presence. The heart knows of thee, O Most High within. It is still in thy presence, and it puts its whole confidence in thee alone. Quietly repeat to yourself, "In thy presence I am still." As we are still and realizing the presence of God within, realizing and remembering that we are always one with God and all that God is. And God is good. God could never be anything else. God is the source of our life, the source of our peace, the source of our joy, our health, our wholeness, our abundance. God is all in all. And when we are confronted with the challenges that this human existence always brings forth, it is then that we need to remember this truth, to hold fast to it, and allow it to be the beacon of light to guide and direct your path. O Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. The psalmist said that when he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, he will fear no evil. As we move through these times of challenge and uncertainty, may we too fear no evil. May we remember that you are in control, that you are in charge, and that all is well. May we take our attention away from the appearances. May we take our attention away from the race consciousness that pervades with fear and trepidation, and remember that we are one with you, and all that you are, and all that you are is good, and very good. May we remember to walk thou before you, knowing that always you have our back. To hold to the truth that our teacher shared, that it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That kingdom contains all that we ever need. But may we also accept and recognize that we need to have trust and faith when things are uncertain and things are unknown. To trust and have faith that you know what to do and how to do it, even though we may not see, we may not understand, we may not comprehend. Truly, God is in charge. God is in control, and all is well. So no, whatever or whatever the need may be, may we surrender and trust, knowing that there is a power within that is greater than any power without. May we recognize and realize that we are always one with you, and one with all that you are, and all that you are is good. As we know this truth for ourselves, May we know it for our family and friends. As we know it for our family and friends, may we know it for our community at large. And as we know it for our community at large, may we know it for our nation and all peoples of our nation. And as we know it for all peoples of our nation, may we know it for all people, wherever they may be in this world. For your infinite grace, for your infinite love, for your endless blessings, we are eternally grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
Now repeat after me our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. My beloved, I wish you a very happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Till we meet again on Sunday, have a blessed and wonderful week.
Thank you.